House lawmakers are set to vote on a bill this week that would add gender identity to the state's anti-discrimination laws. New Hampshire would join at least 18 other states, including the rest of New England, in explicitly prohibiting discrimination against transgender people when it comes to employment, housing, and public accommodations. The bill passed out of committee on a 15-2 bipartisan vote last month. But one member of that committee who voted for the bill now says he's changed his mind. Jess Edwards is a Republican state representative from Auburn. He originally voted in support of the bill in committee, but now says he'll vote to table the bill when it comes before the House. And he joins us on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You initially supported this bill. What changed your mind?
I supported the bill on the basis of my belief that non-discrimination is a great and attainable societal goal. And I believed that the community of transgendered individuals are deserving of respect in our society. The hearing was 4.5 hours long. About 75 people testified, and it validated to a very large extent the intent of why this law has some morality behind it. What the hearing wasn't very good at doing was getting experts before us to testify about the law and the impact of the law and the legal environment in which this law is being introduced. Specifically, no one talked about the New Hampshire Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Articles 1 and 2, essentially already grant us as a, or not grant us, but acknowledge we have a natural right to exist in this society. And also, the Commission on Human Rights here in New Hampshire has, for 30 years, been able to hear transgender cases and only heard one 30 years ago, and it got settled out of court. So there's no evidence using New Hampshire's current mechanisms for dealing with discrimination to find that there's a large need for this bill.
During that hearing, you did hear from several transgender people who did testify about some situations that they say were discriminated against or harassed. Well, what is your message to them?
My message to them is that they have constitutionally protected rights here in New Hampshire, and they have the New Hampshire Commission on Human Rights. And if they believe that they've been discriminated against, I would urge them to go and talk to an investigator with the Commission on Human Rights and let the system that's already in place attempt to work on their behalf. As I said before, it's kind of redundant in the sense that much of the mechanisms for enforcement for adults is already in place, and there are no cases in front of the Commission on Human Rights related to transgender discrimination. There just isn't the data to back up that there's a discrimination taking place in the adult community.
Couldn't you make the argument, though, that a lot of transgendered people that may experience that discrimination are they're frankly afraid to come out and talk about that?
You know, I'm not willing to assume that because somebody's transgendered that they're incapable adults and aren't able to engage the legal and political structure that's in place. I mean, there were, in our testimony, for example, over 4.5 hours, probably 30-1 was in favor of the law, and quite impassioned. So I don't care to assume that transgendered people are somehow less capable of engaging the legal structures that are in place.
The Business and Industry Association is backing this bill. They're saying there's strong support from businesses across the state.
So you prove my point. The society is moving. When the business community comes out and say they're in support of it, to me that indicates that they're already moving in this direction without the law being
in place. But you are against it. Every other New England state includes gender identity in their anti-discrimination laws. I mean, does this put us at a competitive disadvantage business-wise? Is my question.
I don't think so. I think the number of people that are being affected negatively by this is really very small, and that those that are affected by it already have substantial legal recourse by filing complaints with the New Hampshire Commission on Human Rights. I think
you don't feel that there's a
place already.
From a PR standpoint from the state.
Well, from a PR perspective, I see that there's a tremendous political partisanship around this, and that's driving a lot of negative messaging. But I think there's a lot of fear mongering on both sides of the issue, and if we were to just calmly take a look at the situation, I think we would find that the New Hampshire Constitution and the New Hampshire Commission on Human Rights are already there to protect every class of citizen in New Hampshire. We should confidently be able to say New Hampshire does not discriminate. We've got a constitution that says we don't, and we have a commission on human rights in place that has not heard but one case in 30 years. So there is just no evidence. Now, people can make up stories for political partisan gain, but I really think that if you want to make policy and not politics, the policy's already in place.
Are you saying that some transgender people that at the hearing were making up those stories?
No. Why would you conclude that? That's not at all what I said.
Okay. Well,
that's nowhere near what I said. What I said before is that we have a New Hampshire Commission on Human Rights that's in place and has hired and trained qualified investigators who are able to take complaints and to fully investigate them with all parties involved and to drive to resolution a good resolution. And so that's what I said, and that's what I would like you to hear.
I understand that.
I'm not throwing doubt on any people in the testimony.
Republican State Representative Jess Edwards, thank you for the time.
Oh, you're very welcome, Rick. Thank you.